It's time for a solid hour of business insights and strategies for success on Mind Your Business. And here's your host, the president and founder of Bottom Line Marketing, Yitzhak Saflis.
You're tuned to another edition of Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saflis right here on 77 WABC, airing in the New York, New Jersey metro area and worldwide at mybradio.com, mybradio.com, and of course on the 77 WABC app. Thank you, New York. Yes, consistently we are in the top 10 in New York AM radio, according to the Nielsen ratings, and we thank you for your patronage of the show, tuning in to us week in and week out. That's how we get those great ratings. Well, as the listeners know, every single week we interview a C-level executive, someone in leadership position that can impart so much information to get you ahead in today's business world. We cover such a wide range of professions and categories, including sales, social media, corporate culture, emerging technologies, strategic planning, financial planning, marketing and advertising, time management, customer retention, and so much more. Stay tuned for tonight's edition of Mind Your Business, where you'll gain solid advice to get you ahead in the business world, and you'll learn a couple of great things. I'm going to keep you in suspense for another minute or two. First, as we do each week, open with a couple of thank yous. A special thank you to my colleagues here at Bottom Line Marketing Group who play a very important support role for this program. In particular, Srilly, Aliana, Hoodie, Miriam, Dina, thank you. And to the great folks at 77 WABC, James, Matt, Chris, Lexi, Justin, thank you. And also, I would love to give a shout-out to the various channels that Mind Your Business is syndicated on. We're on C-Suite TV, C-Suite Radio, the OG Podcast Network, Player.fm, iTunes, YouTube. Every single episode is archived permanently at mybradio.com, mybradio.com. We also have a very robust YouTube channel where we have all the guests that were videoed. They are up there. And I've heard the comment before. They're like TED Talks. They really are. And tonight's is going to be no exception as our guest is here in studio with me. Also, a quick thank you to last week's guest, Alan Glazer, shared a great tips about LinkedIn and in general from his vast, deep experience in consulting businesses for many decades. And next week's guest is going to be the former chief of staff to Nancy Reagan, a senior advisor to President Ronald Reagan, James Rosebush. That's going to be one not to be missed. As each week, we have great guests, but also that's a very exciting show coming up. And of course, if you missed the interview I had with the founder and chairman emeritus of Best Buy, Dick Schulz, and the nearly 150 previous guests that we've had on the show, they're all available by going to mybradio.com, mybradio.com. Well, without further ado, we go to tonight's guest, Baruch Green. In studio, let me tell you just a little bit about him. He is the CEO and founder of Lilac and Cream, an award-winning cheesecake company. If you're in the hunt for corporate gifts, and who isn't, and if you don't think that you should be doing it, you'll find out why tonight, why you should be thinking of corporate gifts. Lilac and Cream is one of those amazing options out there that you could score a home run with your client. So we're going to discuss that. So therefore, stay tuned for tonight's edition where we are going to discuss how to build client retention and even employee morale. And then we're also going to discuss the importance of detail and packaging and how to perfect the creation of a product or a service. With that intro, we give a very warm welcome. Baruch Green, thank you for joining me here in studio.
Thank you for having me. Pleasure being here.
Well, a special thank you for showing up with this beautiful package, okay? For those that are watching this by video, yes, you see here, there's a cup of water just for hydration, and then there's a cup of coffee, because I'm going to open this up. We took off the plastic wrapping previously, but in this beautiful package, there is, yes, everyone's looking at it and wondering how you can get this. Now, by the way, Baruch is being very gracious. One lucky listener, this is a giveaway you don't want to miss, is going to win, what is it called, 12 minis? 12 minis. Oh, man. Delicious. All you have to do is text over MYB to 64600. Text over MYB to 64600, and you are going to win 12 minis. Are you going to eat them all yourself? Are you going to give them to friends? That's up to you. You'll decide what you want to do with those minis, but they are delicious. So, Baruch, Tell us, how did this all come about? I mean, you're now, we're going to get to it in a bit. I don't know how you do this, how you ship nationwide. These are all questions I want to get to. But
sure.
What was the inspiration for all this? How did it all come about?
Interestingly enough, this all started in our kitchen at home. This is my wife's recipe. She has a great, unique bake method for this cheesecake. If you go to our website, you'll see our story, and it's actually a true story.
Lilacandcream.com, LILACANDCREME.com.
Correct. So it actually started in our kitchen. She would make these for parties, events, friends, etc., and they gained popularity. And she actually decided this on her own. It was a surprise to me. I came home one day, one afternoon, and she showed me an ad that she had put in a local circular with her home phone number that she's going to turn this into a business.
Mm-hmm.
A few short years later, and here we are, it gained popularity. We developed ways of shipping them nationwide, which we'll talk about.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the story tells
that's
itself.
That's the story.
The story tells itself, as I tell my salespeople, and this is something important to know as well.
Okay.
In sales in general, which we're gonna get to. It's common knowledge in sales that more than selling the product, you sell yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And what we've come across with is that the product sells itself, and we very much let that show and come forth, because that's, as we're going to talk about, customer retention, employee morale,
mm-hmm.
by giving something that's obvious,
right.
Just brings that. We'll discuss how that comes about.
Now, anyone that's watching this on video and sees that one slice is missing, yes, I'm the one that took it. And this is really, really, I mean, this is delicious. You specialize, again, in primarily cheesecakes, or it's only cheesecakes?
It's primarily cheesecakes. We do some dairy desserts as well. And one of the questions I think we're going to get to is mm-hmm. what else we have coming.
Yeah.
We'll tell you what we did in the past. We won't tell you yet what we have coming, but we're always innovating.
Okay. Now, let's talk about customer retention, okay? We all know in the business world it is, five times more difficult to get a new account than it is to retain an existing account. Now, of course, anyone who's in the service business understands you have to service your customers to
Correct.
The nth degree, and that there's no excuses for second-rate service. However...
Now, I must interject that cannot be stressed enough. In business, in any business, and we're all in business for sales,
mm-hmm.
we all care about our customers.
Mm-hmm.
Customer retention is key. You can underline that 17 times.
Right, and it's such a great point that Baruch is strengthening, because now we're going to talk about ways creatively to show your customer that you really are thinking about them in a way that you're kind of catching them off guard.
Correct.
Meaning that you're surprising them with a great relationship, or in sometimes it's referred to as showing them some love. You know,
exactly.
Going out of your way. So, of course, day in and day out, whatever industry you're in, service your customer to the nth degree. However, once in a while, there are those special times, whether it has to do with a private occasion of that client, a mm-hmm. birthday, an anniversary of the founding of that business, or maybe a specific time in the calendar, Hanukkah, Purim, whatever, there are special times. What reaction have you heard from your clients that have taken the step and have said, you know what, I have my top 25 clients, I'm going to reach out to Lilac and Cream and surprise them, and they get that cheesecake? What's the feedback that you hear that demonstrates how important this is?
Well, that's a good question. The feedback that we hear is really phenomenal.
And you didn't say delicious yet, but...
yeah, you know, we do have our clients across the spectrum. We have in finance, we have in healthcare, we have in construction, we have in all types of different brokerage firms. The common denominator, the common line that I get many, and I can think of a few
okay.
in my head right now,
sure.
is you have no idea how good of an investment that was.
It's a great way of putting it.
How much business
investment. I love that word.
Investing in a client is number one in client retention, because client acquisition is also an investment, and we all invest
right.
in that all the time.
Right.
Now, as you said, it's five times harder. The study that I actually saw recently said that it was five times more expensive.
Yes. Yes.
To customer acquisition versus customer retention.
That's right.
And some companies look at it as an investment. I don't like the word investment that much because it takes away a little bit from the personal interest in your clients.
Good point.
But it is, as far, you know, on the balance sheet, it's an investment. To that end, we hear all the time, I landed 4 new contracts after I sent this to my prospects, or how many times I hear of increased business that was done because right. of the, because it stands out. Now, there are, as you said, there are certain seasons of the year where people get all kinds of, you know, it's a gift-giving season.
Right.
And during gift-giving seasons, you're getting many, many gifts.
Right.
What I hear constantly over the years is that this one stands out, meaning I'll get feedback from clients and from recipients. We get this from recipients. I must have received 200 gifts over the gift-giving season. I can't tell you what most of them are, but this one I appreciate. This one stood out. So that reflects directly on the sender, whether
that's
it's an
correct.
Employer or it's
right.
or it's a it's
and we're
going
to get to
that. So that stands out.
Now you touched on something just 2 minutes ago, which is beyond even customer attention. You said that it even helped certain clients of yours land an account. Can you
correct.
Explain how that happened?
Yes.
Because they don't have the relationship yet. They're just
correct.
Pitching
so
them. They sent them a proposal. But how did it help even land the account?
I think you were the one that mentioned this before we got
yeah,
on,
sure.
before we got on here about something along like doing business with us is like a piece of cake.
Right.
So,
right.
But the trick is if there's some creative way, and there are creative ways,
mm-hmm.
they're not. You don't have to be rocket science.
Mm-hmm.
There are creative ways of presenting a gift with a proposal. Now I've seen we've done it with customers in different variations.
Okay.
Where part of the proposal, the physical proposal,
okay.
came with a cake, and it as you said, it stands out. But it took the proposal. It showed a certain seriousness to the proposal, but it also took it to the next step. It showed the care. It showed the personal interest, not just in wanting your business, but in putting part of themselves into it.
You know, I know that I'm probably going to get emails about this because just, what was it, 2 or 3 weeks ago, we had on Jay Baer. He just put out a book, Talk Triggers. And he talked about, he said, how about if you're pitching a prospect and you don't just send a proposal, you email it and expect them to sign on, but you send it with a cake. He actually gave this example. He's
mm-hmm.
one of the, you know, big thought leaders out there. And he actually said, sending it with, and so, and here, your firm actually can do this for companies.
Yes, yes, we do. To answer that question, I actually read, and it just slipped my mind right now, I can't remember the source of it, but we all know that receiving a gift naturally creates some sort of connection between
yeah.
the recipient and the
bond,
and the,
sure.
a bond between the, and,
sure.
the, and the giver.
Sure.
Now, this is a little bit of an interesting twist on sales, which some companies actually were gutsy enough to do. And that is before they even requested a meeting with their prospect, they sent them a gift with a little note.
Hmm.
Again, you need to be creative on the content of that note so that it doesn't backfire.
Right.
But having sent that, you open the door already. When you actually go meet your prospect, there's some common ground. You know,
yes.
something that
there's
you can talk about.
There's a little bit of a bond.
There's a little bit of a bond.
There's
something there
yes.
that definitely has a great impact on how the deal is going to go.
You know, it's anyone that would argue with this is kind of just blind to the obvious. You
yeah.
know, we all know that going out of your way, showing either a client some love or even a prospect that, you know, you're thinking about them. And I like to add, you're catching them in a way that's creative. It's out of the box
exactly.
thinking, you
exactly.
know, that
it's
you're
unique.
Getting this of the, they get, you know, the these gifts, it's a cake, it's the minis, whatever it is. And, of course, visit lilacandcream.com, lilacandcream.com, to just see the, you know, the array and the creativity of their products. By the way, can you actually imprint a logo of a client on any of your cakes? Could they do something custom?
Sure, we do this all the time. This
really?
Is something, yes, I'm glad you brought that up. We've done, again, I don't know what I can mention on air.
Yeah,
but
you can mention.
Chase Bank, and we've done many nationally recognized
companies
that put their logo either for employees or for whatever different marketing things you want to do. Very often, and it might even be a better idea, I'm not sure if we're going to get into this soon, but if you're sending this to a client, you might want to send it with their logo on it or mention or something promoting,
that's so nice.
seeing
right.
themselves on the product.
Like, whoa.
Because then it's more about them than about you. So it's not a marketing trick, but it's a relationship. And we do that beautifully, and it ships great.
Which we're going to have to get to, because that I don't want to say I don't believe you, but it's like it's hard to believe. But you somehow mastered it. You're doing it nationwide, yeah. So we're going to get to that. Before we go to the break, I want to remind the listeners that our giveaway this week is very yummy. I'm just going to say it straight, okay?
It is.
12 minis. 12 minis. You want to know what it looks like? Yeah, of course, go to lilacandcream.com. But one lucky listener is going to win 12 minis from Lilac and Cream.
The chocolate dipped minis.
Chocolate dipped minis. Yes, I know what you're thinking, but I'm on a diet. Well, this show is intentionally airing before January 1st, okay? So put the diet off, right? Just put it on the schedule January 1st, so you'll be fine. All you have to do to win this giveaway is text over MYB to 64600. Again, text over MYB to 64600. One lucky listener is going to win 12 minis from Lilac and Cream. We're going to take a short commercial break. Stay tuned.
Hey, Joe, give me a minute. I'm going to run the numbers and circle back next week. Post it on Facebook, LinkedIn. Just get it up there.
You're great at what you do, and you're busier than ever. We get that. Imagine if you could devote every minute of your day to running your business and taking it to the next level. Enter Bottom Line Marketing Group. Bottom Line Marketing Group focuses on making your company look great so you can focus on growing your business. To see some award-winning projects produced by Bottom Line Marketing Group, visit www.bottomlinemg.com. That's www.bottomlinemg.com. Or call CEO Yitzhak Saflis on his direct line for a free consultation at 718-412-3505. That's 718-412-3505. Bottom Line Marketing Group. Marketing solutions to grow your bottom line.
And we're back. Mind Your Business on 77 WABC. This show is one I've been waiting for a while, because it was very, very gracious. Baruch Green, the CEO and founder of Lilac and Cream, showed up with a cake. We didn't know if he was going to do it. He's a gracious guy. He showed up, and anyone that's watching us on video, yes, that one slice is me. I did it. Well, it's delicious. But tonight, since this is a business show, we are talking about the benefits to your business and how you can grow your business through gift giving. And of course, a great choice would be Lilac and Cream. So thank you for joining me here on Mind Your Business, Baruch.
Thank you very much again.
The giveaway. You know what? Let's just get that in. By the way, Baruch is giving away 12 minis. What are those? Chocolate dipped? Yum.
They're chocolate dipped. They're little mini. Think of it like a little chocolate truffle. They're a little mini cheesecake enrobed in milk chocolate.
Don't send me an email about your diet. I don't want to hear about it. All right? Please. We're airing the show before January 1st. So just, all right, hold off on those diets. One lucky listener is going to win that. Oh, man. Okay, MYB to 64600. Text over MYB to 64600. One lucky listener is going to win those 12 minis. So I want to go back to where it all started, again, in your kitchen. When did this take place? When was the company founded?
The company was founded, I believe it was in 2011.
Okay, so we're talking a good seven years.
Correct. And it was right before Shavuos.
Okay, sure.
Which is a cheesecake.
That's a cheesecake eating time. Okay.
And that's when my wife had this crazy idea. And I remember she was up.
Not so crazy.
She was up through the night that first year trying to find enough oven space to be able to fill the orders that she got. And, you know, I at the time was in a different line of business, and I was up, you know, every 2 or 3 hours taking the cakes out of there and thinking to myself, what in the world am I doing? Why am I even doing this?
How
but you know what the wife
this?
Wants.
Yeah, that's right.
You know,
do.
We do.
Okay, she's a good husband. Okay.
And I'm happy I did, which I tell you.
So let's talk about, now you're doing this for 7 years. Talk about experience. I mean, now you're doing this 7 years. You've worked out any issues that you've had to work out. Any growing business, any business that's, that scales is going to have issues. Now you're doing this for 7 years. Any tips you could share from your experience along the way?
Okay, I like that question very much because I believe that many, many people, entrepreneurship is what gets the economy going.
Yes.
And it's, and it's people like us who are visionaries, who think of ideas, and then the challenge is bringing them to fruition.
Right.
So there are things that need to be learned that can't be stressed enough.
Yes.
And that there are, you know, a lot comes to mind as you think about that.
But great.
We spoke about sales is extremely important. We spoke
yes.
about customer retention.
Yes.
The next thing that I'd like to get to in that, and that I've seen that clearly in my experience in the businesses that I've been in, specifically in this business, is focusing on employee morale, which is the next thing that we wanted
yes.
to get to. And
yes.
I can't stress, anyone in business knows and should know that putting together a good team of the right people is key.
Absolutely.
Thinking that, you know, and that's sometimes a problem that entrepreneurs have, is that they get in their own way.
Yep. So true.
And very more often than not, again, I get this question a lot because people know that I've started this business in my kitchen and we've
right and you scaled.
Scaled.
Right, thank God.
So being able to learn from other people's experience is extremely important. And I've thank God have had people that I've spoken to who've guided me. But
smart.
In my own experience, and that's also a very, very important piece, because you don't want to we always think that we can reinvent the wheel on our
right.
own. We don't have to ask any questions,
right.
but that's not really the case. You know,
right.
knowing that you can learn from someone with experience is
right.
invaluable. So asking questions and getting ideas, getting suggestions is always a good thing. But being stuck and not wanting to get out of your own way is something very, very important. And that directly impacts how your employees are going to react to you. And the key of a good CEO, mm-hmm. which is again,
right.
very, very basic stuff, but hearing it again, we've been through it, we've lived through it, is empowering your people to do what they can do and to do it best. Trusting in them, letting them succeed. And then again, every now and then, you need to compliment all the time.
Right.
Gifts every now and then.
So true.
But all that builds into that company, into the employee morale, how they'll feel about themselves, how they can succeed at what it is that they're doing, and letting them be creative within their parameters, but let
right.
them do what they do. And then what will reflect is the company's best interest. And that will have, again, that directly impacts how customers relate to your business, because that flows through into the customer experience. If your employees are happy, if your employees feel, if morale is high, when any customer interaction with any part of the company flow, that will flow through.
You know, it reminds me, we had Chris McCann, was it in 17 or 18? We had him on the show, and he said that he wants to see his employees get speeding tickets, not parking tickets. That's his quote.
Good
but,
luck.
You know, it also ties in, meaning empower your team. Now, of course, we're going to get to the fact that showing them some love, going out of your way, sending them a gift is something that will just be very meaningful and will go a long way. But like you said, then you can expect great results from your team, which is the lifeblood of any scaling business.
Yep. And
yeah.
just a nice quote. I'm not sure if I want my employees to hear this.
Okay.
But this is
okay,
something.
You're saying it. There's tens of thousands of listeners, but okay.
We'll whisper it.
Okay.
But a quote that I live by very, very much, and I think every business owner needs to get that,
maybe.
Is I don't pay my employees well because I have a lot of money. I have a lot of money because I pay my employees well. And that's A to company morale.
Yeah.
The two most important drivers of any business are the employees and the sales.
Right.
And you can never over invest in either of them.
That's right.
Because that's what's going to keep the machine rolling. So investing in employees, paying them well, appreciating them, gifting them is the best thing you can do for your customers and for your company.
After the break, I want to come back with more questions on this particular topic, but I want to remind the listeners our giveaway this week is 12 minis. Our 12 minis, okay? 12 minis from Lilac and Cream. By the way, for people to find out more information about your products, how can they get in touch with you?
Well, they can look us up online. We're www.lilacandcream.com. That's L-I-L-A-C andcreme.com. You can feel free to call us. We have a great staff answering phones. They can answer all your questions. Feel free to call us at 732-886-0701. That's 732-886-0701.
And our giveaway this week is the 12 minis. All you have to do is text over MYB to 64600. Again, text over MYB to 64600. One lucky listener is going to win those 12 minis. Good luck. Stay tuned.
Finally, a payroll service that does things your way. At Brands Paycheck, you're not a number, you're a partner. Brands Paycheck's personalized payroll solutions ensure that your business receives your financial information the way you want it. From complete payroll services and time tracking to benefits administration and HR solutions, Brands Paycheck helps streamline your business's payroll process and maximize productivity. Call 888-757-3020. That's 888-757-3020 to schedule a free consultation. Brands Paycheck services a wide range of industries nationwide, including hospitality, transportation, B2B, B2C, nonprofit, finance, retail, healthcare, real estate, and more. Learn why companies nationwide rely on Brands Paycheck. Call 888-757-3020. That's 888-757-3020 to schedule a free consultation today or visit online at BrandsPaycheck.com. That's BrandsPaycheck.com.
And we're back. Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saftlis right here on 77 WABC. My guest this evening is Baruch Green, the CEO and founder of Lilac & Cream. Baruch, thank you for taking of your hectic time, especially this time of year, for joining me here in studio on Mind Your Business.
Wasn't easy, a challenge, but I'm not going to say no to Yitzhak.
Well, thank you. And actually, that really brings up, I hope it's okay to kind of pop the question. I mean, it's now a very, very busy season. You know, what's kind of your record for your clients calling up last minute and they want to get out, you know, 25 cakes, 50 cakes? I mean, could you handle that, you know, these last minute orders? I'm putting you on the spot?
You're putting me on the spot.
I'm sorry.
Which is okay. I can handle it. Oh. I do remember we've had over the years too many clients that called us last minute that wanted hundreds of cakes out in a very short period of time. Yes, that does
hundreds.
Happen. Hundreds.
Good thing it's not still in your kitchen.
Yes. Well, we did move out to a facility not long ago.
Nice. So you can accommodate real volume.
Real volume. We're set up for real volume, and thank God we're doing some serious
And like
business.
You said, I mean, you're servicing Chase. I mean, you're servicing national accounts.
Correct. Some, yeah.
So again, if someone has a last minute, you know, emergency, they're listening to the show, they're like, you know what? I'm finally learning how to take care of my accounts. I'm finally learning how to take care of my employees. They should just pick up the phone and call.
Do not hesitate. Just pick up the phone and call. You're not last minute. Yeah, just pick up the phone and call 732-886-0701, 732-886-0701. Man. And that goes back into what we spoke about before about employee morale.
Yes, that's what I want to get.
Those last minute customers are going to make the employees stay overtime. Because if you want to get all that out, we didn't, you know, this
right.
there's
you
only
didn't
so
anticipate.
Much. You didn't anticipate this. Well, right. Being in business a few years, you know what to anticipate and you know what to prepare for. But then there's always that
surprises.
Extra surprises.
Surprises.
You have a client that's been ordering for, you know, it's been a client for
right.
that client that gets it.
Certain things you can anticipate.
A client that gets it, that knows, that appreciates it, and he says, well, I need this product, but I need 17 different custom logos on them within a specific short period of time, and I need to, and I'm doing 7 deals. You know, he has
right.
everyone with their calendar and their
right.
meetings, and they need the product to get there just in time with
right.
their message.
That's right.
And that's what we're here for.
Now, I want to go back to what we were talking about before the break, and you touched on it. I just want to read you some statistics here, okay?
Sure.
According to a recent Forbes article, okay, 79% of employees who quit their jobs cite lack of appreciation for their reason of leaving. Okay, that's
well,
almost,
that's,
right?
That's
almost 80%.
That's a huge number. That's a huge number.
Okay, additionally, I'm going to quote, recognition is the number one thing employees say their manager can give to them to inspire them to produce great work.
Sure.
So, you know, what happens? A company listens to this and says, you know what, I have a team of 5, I have a team of 25, I have a team of 100. I really should be doing something to reflect my appreciation for everything that they give to the company day in and day out. I'm going to reach out to Lilac and Cream. Could they get it done in time? We discussed that a few minutes ago. They can. But what happens, maybe you can even share a story of a client that did that for their employees, and the magic that happened afterwards.
Interesting. I mean,
you don't always hear the stories, but yeah, the ones that get back to you.
Interesting stories we've heard. We've actually got a letter from a recipient who was an employee for a company.
Okay.
Who wasn't getting along very well with some manager.
Okay.
And she was extremely valuable to the company. I don't know what the issues were. That's not your area. We got a card from her saying, thanking us for the cake.
Wow.
And the comment was, you have no idea what it did to the relationship between my job and myself. And we hear that all the time. Now,
so special.
Employees, managers, again, appreciating, just understanding that your employee is a human being, with or without a family, with a personal life, whatever that personal life may be. And there are some hard days and some easy days. We all have better days and less better days.
There's tension.
And what a good word or a compliment or recognition of that can do, A, to the job, and B, after they leave the job, but then again it reflects them when they come back to the job, is immense.
Now, I'm sure people are wondering the elephant in the room, right? This show is affiliated with the Bottom Line Marketing Group. I just want to put it on the record there. Yes, if any of the members on the team are listening, you all will be getting a Lilac and Cream cheesecake. I just want to put it out there because, yes, you're listening, and I appreciate your work day in and day out. I hope I constantly mention it, but I am doing it for public record. And, yes, I'm not just going to do it verbally. You will get a delicious Lilac and Cream cheesecake. And that's the way to do
it,
no?
That is, and if I can, I'll... Imitation is the best form of flattery.
I would
mirror that by giving a shout out to the Lilac and Cream employees as well. I cannot appreciate enough of what they do. They're actually
they're going to be expecting a cake now.
If that works.
I'm sorry to do this on the air, but
well, Lilac and Cream employees might appreciate something other than cheesecake for obvious reasons. But yeah.
By the way, just to stay on the yummy note for a second, can you describe your selection? Is it just one cake and you could just put logos on it, or you really have a wide variety?
We have a variety of selections. We have a variety of different types of cheesecakes. We have different flavors. We have the basic
different
New York
shapes, minis.
We have the basic New York style cheesecake, which is a pale ale cheesecake, and with a variety of toppings. Mm-hmm. But we also have an amaretto cheesecake. We have a strawberry swirl, which is actually made with real strawberries. Again, living up to the standards of Lilac and Cream. There's an important thing that I didn't mention to you, but part of the standards of Lilac and Cream is that there's nothing in this cheesecake that you don't have in your pantry at home. It's, going back to that story when my wife started this in her kitchen, a very, very foundational piece of the vision of the company is to keep it that way very, very much, just scaling it. So this is pretty much a homemade, and you can feel that homemade flavor. There's no shortcut. There's nothing in there. So again, the strawberries are from real strawberries. It's the real thing. I don't remember all the variations at the top of my head. I'll tell you my favorite one if we can.
Yes. Okay. Go.
And I say this all the time. What goes better with a cup of coffee than a piece of cheesecake?
Nothing.
Exactly. And that somehow made me think that a good cappuccino flavored, a good coffee flavored cheesecake should be just
a natural. Yeah.
So we actually went to a local brewer.
Okay.
And he makes us a special concentrated cold brew that we use in our cappuccino flavored cheesecake. That's my personal favorite. If I had to choose, that's the one that I would choose. getting back into, I know you asked questions about innovating and ideas, what we have coming. So I told you in the beginning of the show that
you're not going to share that.
I'm not going to share that, but I'll tell you something that we've done in the past.
Okay.
And that goes right into my
narrative
of this coffee.
Sure.
We create gift packages as well. So you can choose to send just a cheesecake, but then we'll do a variation of packages.
Okay.
What we've done recently, about a year ago, is we did a cold brew coffee aged in Scotch casks to get that little bit of flavor in there.
Wow.
We bottled them.
Okay.
And we sent that together with our coffee flavored cheesecake.
What?
So that could be used as a mix, it could be used as a drink, it could be used straight, but it was a concentrated
And that you still offer that? That's available online?
It's not, they, I think we're out of that. It was a limited edition. We might do it again because we got great feedback on that. But it's that sort of innovation that Lilac and Cream tries to do to keep, you know, for repeat customers, keep it fresh, keep it alive, keep it new. It's that cheesecake. It has the advantages that we didn't speak about cheesecake particularly and what that does in gifts.
Okay.
But even just to keep that fresh, keep that new, keep the customers and keep the recipients engaged. And that's an important piece of who we are.
Now, what I want to discuss now is, okay, when this box came, it came in this beautiful packaging. I mean, this is a magnetic box. I mean, this is really something special. The outside, the coloring. There's so much detail here in this packaging. The logo that's silver foil stamped, and then there's a blind emboss logo. Can you explain how important is it for any company to factor in every last detail in their presentation?
That's a great question. As human beings, we always strive for perfection.
Mm-hmm.
Now, perfection is not a human trait. We'll never be perfect, but we need to strive to be perfect. We need to strive to be perfect in who we are and in our businesses.
Mm-hmm.
Our customers expect perfection mm-hmm. when they deal with us. Now, we are humans. We might make mistakes every now and then. Again, this is going back to the customer retention and morale thing.
Sure.
Realizing that we're not perfect and trying to correct on that is key. Having said that, mm-hmm. going into that, and again, this part of our company vision is that we want that experience to be wow,
mm-hmm.
beginning to end.
That's right.
Being that the product inside the cheesecake is something unique and special,
right.
we need the packaging to represent that. So that when you see it, before you even get a chance to feel it, never mind taste it, you want to get that excitement. You want to see that this is something special. Now, it's always important. Packaging in food specifically, but in any shape of business, whatever the face of the business is, mm-hmm. whatever the packaging of the business
right.
is, it's important to keep it that way, number one. And it's more important that once you get past that face, past the packaging, to only increase expectation, not be let down.
Great point.
So that's something important that we need to keep, you don't want to blow the packaging out of the water and
right.
then
they open it up.
Then there's something
right.
That's what it was.
It has to increase.
You want to increase that anticipation towards whatever that service or product that you're selling is. Now, to the magnetic box,
yeah.
I had a problem.
Okay.
We had these gorgeous cheesecakes, and it was always a challenge getting them out of the box without ruining either the decoration
right.
on top or getting your fingers dirty.
Right.
You have this beautiful thing, you want to present it beautifully. You need to create some sort of experience, again, some sort of, the customer needs to feel that you thought about him.
Right.
So when we designed this packaging, I challenged myself to be a recipient, to be a customer.
Amazing.
How would I want this to be
Amazing.
So I can have the best experience possible? And hence the fully magnetic box that opens flat so that you can take it out without having to ruin it, the way it's packaged, the way we have the shrink, every step of the way was thought out. And again, that just shows the customer subconsciously that they were thought about. So whether the customer, the client, or the end user, you get that feeling, you get that experience. Someone thought about this, someone cared enough about this to make this happen.
You know, it brings to mind, we had on the air the COO of Peloton, Tom mm-hmm. Cortese.
Yeah, yeah.
And he talked about thinking through the entire customer journey, which you've done. Because,
yeah.
I mean, you take a look at this package. This is something else. I mean, people may not realize this when they go to the website. They're looking at beautiful cheesecakes. But the packaging here is so critical.
Correct.
But that really brings me to my next question, which I've been waiting to ask you. And
okay.
I know it's on everyone's mind. How in the world are you able to ship coast to coast? I mean, I understand if someone comes to the store, they pick it up, or maybe even nearby. But you're sending it, what, UPS?
We're sending cross-country, literally.
People have seen how the drivers handle packages. We've all seen those clips. How in the world can someone expect that a Lilac and Cream, beautiful, delicious cheesecake is going to arrive the way you intended it?
That's a great question, and it took, I shouldn't say years, but definitely months of R&D, research and development,
okay.
Trial and error. I will tell you that there were very many happy test recipients across the country that were happy to get cheesecakes.
In any form that it arrived.
In any form that arrived. And the deal on that was just
give us your
picture
feedback.
And video right. of every step of the way.
That's so smart.
But it's packaged. It comes in so cooled boxes, refrigerated,
okay.
you know, cool
environment.
Then,
yeah.
We do ship overnight next day here.
Okay.
AM. We have great rates, so we do...
Wow,
so that's important. Gets right away.
Canada
again,
as well. How do you or not?
Out of the country is okay. a little bit. Is
but
a little
still,
bit
coast
more,
to coast.
Coast to coast is not a problem.
You know,
we have had these cakes flown to as far as Australia. They've
wow.
been across the globe, and they got there perfectly. We've sent it to Switzerland, Belgium, Israel, England.
You can do internationally, but certainly coast to coast.
Internationally, I wouldn't, again, customers ask me, and I'll be very honest, internationally, being that you have to deal with the customs,
right.
you can get held up in customs, then
right,
I wouldn't take that risk.
Right, and also food issues
right.
sometimes.
But, across, but in the country itself, not at all a problem.
And because you've tested it,
if someone
in New York has a great client in San Francisco, Los Angeles, whatever the case is, Seattle, they want to reach out. You know, some of these cities that were trying to land Amazon, they should have just really called Lilac and Cream.
Exactly.
Maybe they would have landed them, you know?
Yeah,
or maybe that's what they did here in New York. Okay, but well, we don't know. You don't have to share that. Okay.
But this is something that we do on a daily basis. Again, I will tell you, going back into the customer retention, mm-hmm. customer experience, again, we're not all perfect. Weather can play a role. You know, we send something out in the summer
mm-hmm.
when it's 90 degrees out,
right,
and
right.
then some thunderstorm or something, and UPS,
it gets delayed.
What do we do then?
Right.
So typically we will... that's between us and UPS is I won't
right.
get the customer
right.
involved in that.
Okay.
But just to give you an example of customer retention, just to show the customer that we care, we'll send it another one. If it didn't
wow.
work, we'll send that. We'll,
wow.
Typically.
You work that through.
We work that through. Again, you know, we have precautions on days that we'll ship. We won't ship on a Friday because of that.
Right.
Even if they offer Saturday shipping, but it's not that, there are the do's and don'ts in shipping, and we've learned that over the years. But the concept, it's packaged well, it's wedged in. We did what we had to make sure that when they throw them off the truck or
right.
it gets upside down, we've played frisbee with these boxes in our facility before we actually sent them out and opened them to see what they look like. But a lot of research and development went into that. But it works.
So, you know, so special. And again, for any company out there that's listening and still wants to, come up with a unique gift still in this December, it's not too late.
No,
it's not too late. How do they find out more information?
Again, you can go to our website. That's www.lilacandcream.com. You can follow us on social media at Lilac and Cream.
Yeah, you got to check out their Instagram feed.
You can go to Instagram.
Nice feed there.
And again, by phone, we have great people answering the phones. They'll be very happy to answer any of the questions and guide you through, you know, your best pick, your flavors, your size of cakes and all that. They can guide you through all that at 732-886-0701. That's 732-886-0701.
Now, it wouldn't be right if I didn't remind the listeners about the giveaway, especially since I had a slice of this Lilac and Cream. This is something else. And again, I don't want to hear about the diets now. You know, that's January 1st is coming. You'll deal with it. But one lucky listener is going to win 12 minis. Man, oh man. Oh my gosh. This is delicious. All right. One lucky listener. Sorry, but everyone else, you could just go buy it. I mean, you'll do yourself just fine. But one lucky listener is going to do it, and we're going to then, of course, announce who that lucky winner is. Text over MYB to 64600. Again, text over MYB to 64600. One lucky listener is going to win 12 minis from Lilac and Cream. We're going to take a short commercial break. Stay tuned.
Hey, Joe, give me a minute. I'm going to run the numbers and circle back next week. Post it on Facebook, LinkedIn. Just get it up there.
You're great at what you do, and you're busier than ever. We get that. Imagine if you could devote every minute of your day to running your business and taking it to the next level. Enter Bottom Line Marketing Group. Bottom Line Marketing Group focuses on making your company look great so you can focus on growing your business. To see some award-winning projects produced by Bottom Line Marketing Group, visit www.bottomlinemg.com. That's www.bottomlinemg.com. Or call CEO Yitzhak Saflis on his direct line for a free consultation at 718-412-3505. That's 718-412-3505. Bottom Line Marketing Group. Marketing solutions to grow your bottom line.
Missed an episode of Mind Your Business? We've got you covered. Check out our YouTube channel, Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saflis, to hear interviews with business executives and thought leaders whenever and wherever you want. That's Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saflis.
And we're back. Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saflis right here on 77 WABC. My guest this evening is none other than Baruch Green, the founder and CEO of Lilac & Cream. Baruch, again, thank you for coming out in this very hectic season for you and joining me here on Mind Your Business.
Thank you for having me.
Well, the listeners, I can't hide the, forget to mention once again the great giveaway that we're having tonight, and that is that one lucky listener is going to win 12 minis. Oh, man. He described it earlier in the show, so we're not going to take out because we only have a few minutes left to the show. But, man, oh, man, if you win it, you'll know exactly what we're talking about. And, of course, you could always go to the website and see what it's all about. 12 minis. They are delicious. Text over MYB to 64600. Again, text over MYB for Mind Your Business, it's that simple, to 64600, and one lucky listener is going to win 12 minis from Lilac & Cream. Baruch, we've been spending quite some time talking about the benefits in the corporate world for a company that goes out of their way to reflect and recognize the appreciation that they have, that they should have, and that they most realize it and do have for their customers. So, you know, let's talk about retention. We touched on this earlier in the show, but it's such a critical aspect. We know it's so much more expensive and so much more maintenance that has to go in to land a new client than to retain a client. And part of retaining a client is, of course, servicing them to the nth degree, but surprising them with a gift, showing them that you really care about them. I understand that that's something that you really specialize in at Lilac & Cream. Can you give some perspective
yes,
on
that? Yes, it's good that you bring that up. I actually recently saw a statistic that says that 34% would be because of lack of customer service, while a lesser amount leave only because of competitor pricing. Meaning
really?
Less people will leave you to the, to the competition because they think they might get a better price.
Than a customer service.
Right. I mean, a customer service issue is more of a reason for the for the client to
then
leave
pricing.
Than pricing.
That's a fascinating statistic that you saw. Because people would normally think, like,
if it's cheaper, I'll go somewhere else. Right. But that connection, that relationship that you get with the customer will usually supersede their perceived or even actual better pricing that they'll get somewhere else. And that's something that clearly comes across in gifting and expressing appreciation.
Now, just to make it really as simple as possible for a company, because there are many companies out there that are listening and saying to themselves, you know, this would be a great gift, but could they really pull it off in time? How do I go about it? It seems that you really have it down to a science and you make it as maintenance-free as possible. Perhaps you could discuss, you know, how could they get in touch with you, phone, website, discuss it all.
Correct. So, again, the easy way to get in touch with us would be via our website, www.lilacandcream.com. If it's for a larger corporate order, I would suggest you probably call in 732-886-0701, 732-886-0701. We try to make it as seamless as possible. Again, knowing that you're our client, your time is valuable. We have a very easy process to walk you through it. Whether it's uploading addresses that we're going to deliver to, personal cards that can get to, you can write a unique message to each recipient, which is important because, again, that message is in the details and that'll show the recipient that you actually took the time out to think of a message that you want to write them, not just a happy holidays from. So I'd encourage you to do that as well, and that's something that we can walk you through.
That's a very good point. I mean, I know from being in the marketing world, if it's personalized, it's so much more meaningful. So they could, it's not just like they'll receive the package and they'll be scratching their head, okay, who sent this to me?
Exactly. Not only does it come with a, from a, you can personalize a message that gets printed on a beautiful lilac and cream card that looks impressive and it has, gives it that personal touch.
You know, so now we talked about corporate gifting. Perhaps I could put you on the spot with this question.
Okay.
You know, do you ever get feedback? I mean, I imagine you wouldn't, but just it's, you know, I just have to ask it. Of a company that, let's say, used to send your gift each year to either their clients or their team, and then they paused for whatever reason. But then they came back or you got feedback about it. Is that something that you would get
feedback
on?
Interesting you asked that question. We actually have this, you're getting my mind again. I'm appreciating your questions because
Thank
you're getting my mind running.
Thank you.
But the answer to that question is a resounding yes. We actually had more than one occasion.
Okay.
There's two occasions that are sticking out of my head right now as I speak.
Mm-hmm.
One was actually a company that sent to their employees and one was a company that sent to their clients.
Okay.
On two separate occasions.
Okay.
Interestingly enough, where we got phone calls before the gift-giving season, are we getting a lilac and cream this year again?
They're calling
Believe
you.
Believe it or not, they called us
Rick,
in.
Rick, they're too embarrassed to call.
They don't want to call the sender to find out if they're getting it. They called us in and said, we got one last year from so-and-so. Are we getting another one this year? That happened before the gift-giving season. And then this one, I remember, clearly happened after the season, where a recipient called, almost upset at us. She was, a company sent to a client.
Right.
And the client was almost, you know, upset at us at Lilac and Cream. She said, last year I got this magnificent cheesecake from the so-and-so, and I was waiting for it this year, and they sent me a recipe book. I'm like, just couldn't you convince them? I don't need another recipe book or another picture frame or whatever gadget they're going to send. And it's very nice that they did, but why didn't they send me the cheesecake again? Which gets me thinking to something I don't think we spoke about. Mm-hmm. You know, gift giving is very, very good about the uniqueness of giving food as a gift.
Yeah,
I'm not sure if we spoke about that.
No, it did not come up.
And we all know this, that food is a connector, so to speak. You know, you go out for lunch together, you have a cup of coffee together, having a bite together. There's a certain bond that's formulated through food. Now, it doesn't have to, it's not necessarily in person. This is what we're stretching it to. Is not, again, this is an old concept. There's a food gift where that person is ingesting and actually enjoying something that they received from you. So the food gifting has a very, very personal touch to it. Now, cheesecake in particular, we'll go into that, is being that it's a universally appreciated thing. When you're scratching your head, what can I send my employee? What can I send my client? What can I send my prospect? And you try to, like, what is it that they'll appreciate? What do they need? What do they want? A cheesecake is a pretty universal thing.
That's
everyone,
across
it's
the
unique.
Board.
It's a special thing. It's not like a brownie that you'll pick up in the grocery. It's not a typical food that you'll make or buy yourself, treat yourself to on a regular basis, but it's something that across the board is appreciated. So that's very, very unique. It's food, but it's a unique kind of food that you can gift someone, and more chances than not, you're hitting it.
Baruch, the time flies, and I hear this from every guest, but the time flies when we do the show, and we're nearly out of time.
I'm going to interject for a second.
It's
to your credit. You're great
Thank
spending
you.
Time with, and time
Thank
flies.
You. Thank you. Thank you, Baruch. Before I get to my final question, I want to remind the listeners, at the end of the day, if you want to win over your team, your clients, Lilac and Cream is just such a delicious choice, if I may put it that way, but such an incredible choice. And again, you've mentioned you service clients in the financial industry in a wide range of industries, because really, at the end of the day, we're all human.
Exactly.
We all have cheesecake, and it scores.
It's sales agents across the board in insurance brokerage firms, real estate brokerage firms, finance, healthcare.
It works. Hey,
auto. I'm trying to think of. Yeah.
So, again, for a company that says, oh, man, I didn't think of doing this yet, or they're still thinking about different options, It's not too late in this season.
It's not too late in the season. We can still personalize it. We can do logos.
And how do they get in touch?
The way, again, either they can go to our website, lilacandcream.com. That's LILACANDCREME.com. They can call us at 732-886-0701, 732-886-0701. And our great staff will be happy to give them the best service.
Baruch, the listenership of this show is primarily small to medium-sized business owners and executives. What final takeaway could you share from your experience in the business world with the listeners of Mind Your Business?
That's a great question. I'll try to make it as quick as possible. The old saying, which we all know again, enjoy what you're doing and you don't work a day in your life. Find the area of the business that you enjoy most as an entrepreneur and let the professionals on your team do the rest of the work. That's my recipe for success.
Baruch, I can't thank you enough for joining me here on Mind Your Business.
Thank you very much for having me. It was really a pleasure.
Baruch Green from Lilac and Cream, LILACANDCREME.com. That's where you could find out more information. And to reward your team, as I'll be doing here, I already said that earlier in the show, and your customers. Well, we're out of time, but no worries. In case you're just tuning in, where were you? By Tuesday morning, this entire episode will be up on the archives, whether you like to listen to it on iTunes or whichever way you like to consume your content, your business content. It will be available. The easiest way to access it is by going to mybradio.com, mybradio.com. Well, we're out of time. Tune in again next Sunday night at 10 p.m. for another great edition of Mind Your Business right here on 77 WABC.
77 WABC Radio presents Mind Your Business, hosted by founder and president of Bottom Line Marketing Group, Yitzhak Safliff. Mind Your Business focuses on business and marketing strategies for success. Tune in every Sunday night for this intriguing weekly radio show that's chock full of business insights and marketing strategies that will help you get ahead of the game. Host Yitzhak Safliff has been producing pioneering and creative marketing work for over two decades. He leads a team of marketing experts who help their clients build their brands and grow their businesses. Now, he and his guests offer their business and marketing expertise to you every Sunday night on Mind Your Business.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.